Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. COVID-related deaths declined last month and the number of people in hospital is also down, according to figures out this morning. The HSE says that there were 547 people in hospital with the virus as of this morning. That's down 31 from yesterday. Separately, the Health Protection and Surveillance Centre says there were 160 deaths of people with COVID during November, compared to 205 during October. With NPHET due to meet today to consider further pandemic restrictions, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said the government will consider supports for the hospitality industry following any further measures. Mr. Varadkar was responding to a Doyle question from the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Catherine Murphy.
These sectors enrich our towns and villages, they enrich our tourism offering, and, you know, essentially the problem is we can't afford to lose them, but they can't afford to keep the doors open either. Will you commit to giving particular consideration to those particular industries where there is where they are already seeing, without the advice coming, they're already seeing a serious hit.
Thanks, Deputy. Thanks,
Deputy. I'm happy to give that commitment, and I will give you that commitment here in the House today. How we realise that commitment and what form it takes will depend on the advice that we receive today from NPHET. And it didn't make sense to us as a government to announce a set of financial supports for businesses on Tuesday, only to receive advice from NPHET on Thursday and then change it again on Friday. It made sense to wait until we see what the advice from NPHET is today, and we will do that. I want to acknowledge the truth in what you said, that even though we haven't closed any businesses, people are voting with their feet. And a huge number of bookings have been cancelled in restaurants and in bars. Huge numbers of parties have been cancelled in events. People are even cancelling trips away around the country and abroad. And that is having a significant economic impact on those businesses and workers. But exactly what we do in relation to eWIS, PUP, CRIS, commercial rates, all of those things has to be targeted. And we're at that point where we will be able to make decisions in the next couple of days.
Leo Varadkar speaking in the Doyle earlier. Well, separately, the Minister for Finance has told journalists that the government has invested €5 billion in the employment wage subsidy scheme over the last 18 months. Pascal Donoghue said that ministers will consider any advice that NPHET gives them later.
And we'll review where we are later today when we're clear on the NPHET advice and what is the right decision for the wage subsidy scheme. Alongside that, for November alone, €414 million was spent on the employment wage subsidy scheme. While we remain absolutely committed to how we can use that programme to support our economy as it's reopening safely, equally I have to be open, it cannot continue indefinitely. We will have to get to a point that when it is safe to do so, we continue with our efforts to adjust and then at the right point to end the employment wage subsidy scheme. It is a programme of huge impact, but it was launched at a time of a risk of mass unemployment.
Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue. Let's speak now to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane, who's standing by. Micheál, what are we to make of these comments from both Mr. Donoghue and the Taoiseach in the Doyle a little earlier? Leo Varadkar talking, acknowledging that the advice thus far from public health has hit the hospitality sector with cancellations and so forth, but he's also saying that any assistance would be targeted. Now, what's been considered here?
Yeah, and it's targeted in two ways, targeted at particular sectors. And later on in those Dáil discussions that were going on, he mentioned tourism, he mentioned aviation, hospitality, obviously, and then Pantos as well. And in the context of that, he said, while there is a lot of focus in relation to the wage subsidy scheme, which, of course, did begin reducing yesterday, that first cut in place, that in those sectors in particular, that perhaps wasn't the greatest source of funding or supports for them, that it goes wider on that. So there are other business supports and there are things like commercial rates and, of course, the pandemic unemployment payment and the possibility that that could be opened up to new applicants from certain sectors. That is all in the mix now, it seems. What you feel is going to happen is that one way or another, fairly soon, government are going to make a decision about this around those sectors because of the impact thus far. It's just a question of, does it have to be far more extensive than that if certain NPHET advice goes in a certain direction later on today?
Yeah, and it does seem to hinge on what we hear from NPHET after their meeting.
Yes, it does. And I suppose if you're to judge the comments of today from government, you have a sense that there is a readiness there to act quickly. The Taoiseach are talking about considering that NPHET advice today and tomorrow. So this looks like it could all happen fairly swiftly. There is no talk publicly today of scepticism about the need for further restrictions, something that Leo Varadkar was expressing in the parliamentary party meeting of Fine Gael last night. Of course, that a meeting held behind closed doors. The mood music right now seeming to be a little bit more uncertain. Yes, the Taoiseach talking about the measures that have been undertaken so far, the general call to arms, as he put it, having an impact on working, but all messages too being laced with that deep uncertainty and that deep concern that exists around the new variant and around the fact that the current cases in relation to Delta might be stabilising and levelling off, but they do so from an extremely high base.